What would you do with 30 extra minutes a day? With LG, that time starts coming back. LG appliances are built to make everyday life feel lighter. With LG, fewer laundry mistakes, fresher groceries, and easier cleanup add up to more time back. 30 extra minutes isn't just time saved, it's breakfast without rushing, dinner without stress, and one less thing to juggle. Smart performance, sleek style, and reliability for real life, that's LG. Get your time back with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
The Trump administration, some are saying that President Trump is considering getting rid of him. Would that be a good idea? It's 6 o'clock. Now it's time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Former FBI Director James Comey is set to testify today before the Senate Intelligence Committee, where he's expected to detail conversations in the weeks and months before he was fired by President Trump. Comey's prepared testimony was released last night.
Well, I think it's very close to obstruction of justice.
Congresswoman Jackie Speier, one of several Democrats reacting strongly to the release of fired FBI Director James Comey's prepared comments, ahead of what promises to be a dramatic day of testimony by Comey on Capitol Hill. Republicans, including Senator Lindsey Graham, trying to cast Comey's testimony as a positive.
All in all, it's a pretty good day for President Trump.
Reaction to Comey's prepared remarks came the same day that Democrats expressed frustration over a lack of candor from intelligence chiefs testifying in the Senate.
Why are you not answering
our
questions?
Because I feel it is inappropriate.
I'm Reed Binion.
And you can watch the Comey testimony today starting at 10 at WMAL.com. Sentencing is set for October for a former Metro Access bus driver from Northern Virginia who was convicted last night of supporting terrorism. 27-year-old Mohammed Qais claimed he never joined ISIS when he went to Syria. He says he just wanted to check things out, but a federal court jury in Alexandria didn't buy it and found him guilty of providing and conspiring to provide material support to the terrorist group. A mosque in Germantown was so crowded last night for a teenager's funeral that the crowd spilled out onto the sidewalk and into the grass nearby. That funeral was for 17-year-old Shadi Najjar, one of the two Northwest High School seniors shot to death Monday night in Gaithersburg the night before they were to both graduated. Police continue to look for clues to the murders, which happened on a quiet residential street in Montgomery Village. The D.C. Council is looking at tightening the city's campaign funding laws as the Office of Campaign Finance throws down yet another fine, this time against the mayor's 2014 campaign.
Mayor Muriel Bowser is far from the first D.C. politician to get dinged by city watchdogs.
There's been a problem in the culture of district government.
Akeney Freechild's part of the team at the nonprofit Public Citizen that first flagged campaign contributions over legal limits. Bowser's campaign is now getting fined $13,000.
This is an issue of public trust.
And she's also upset D.C.'s Office of Campaign Finance did notice these problems by itself. Bowser's protege and successor on the council, Brandon Todd, just had his campaign fined for illegal contributions last month. Now some on the council are hoping to fix things.
They are looking at pay-to-play, anti-corruption laws.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The cost of taking a Montgomery County ride-on bus is going up at the end of the month.
Ride-on fares are increasing from $1.75 to $2 on June 25th. The same day, Metro bus fares increase a quarter. Darlene Flynn with the Montgomery County Department of Transportation says the county keeps its fares the same as Metro buses because lots of people who use ride-on transfer to Metro bus.
With that, they will get a free transfer. There's no upcharge, so there's no confusion. If you're on this bus, you pay this. If you go to this bus, you pay something else.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Anne Arundel County authorities say the synthetic opioid carfentanil was responsible for at least six deaths in the county over a recent six-week period. Police say six men between the ages of 19 and 54 died from using that powerful drug. The DEA considers the opioid to be 10,000 times more potent than morphine. And Prince George's County Police are looking for the guy who they say stole a piece of construction equipment to try and steal an entire ATM from a bank drive-thru. He did not succeed. Police say the machine was just too difficult to crack open. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,174, the Nasdaq at 62.97. Sports, the Nats lose in L.A., the Orioles win again at home, and Golden State is now one win away from the NBA championship after a Game 3 win over Cleveland. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Stay current, anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
It's Larry O'Connor for Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. I've got to tell you about home sellers Joseph and Diane. They had their home on the market for almost a year with another agent. Well, Debbie and Sarah got the listing and they got their home sold in just 6 days, and they even got them $10,000 over the asking price. Wow. Do the right thing and call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams first. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive home buying system. Sarah and Debbie will get the job done and put more money in your pocket. They'll even guarantee that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it for cash at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed in writing. Call the Reynolds team now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. Let me give you that number again, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Shop Historic Occoquan with over 70 specialty shops and restaurants. Historic Occoquan.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading through town through Chevrolet, that's where we have some early delays. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Now, in on 50, your delays begin now before 202. It takes you down to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Now, right before you get to the exit, that's where we had the crash, but DDOT crews tell me everything's to the shoulder, so at least you have your travel lanes open, but you'll still have the distraction. Now, once through there, in on New York Avenue, just some volume heading up to the signal light at Bladensburg Road, and then completely wide open still up toward the 3rd Street Tunnel. South on 295 past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, it's the heavy volume underway here. Virginia, 95. We're broken up just a bit here with our delays because of a broken down car blocking a lane. North on 95 out of Stafford to Aquia, and along the way, right near Centerport Parkway, that's where the stalled car looks like that was blocking the right lane. 66, no early troubles, and around the Beltway, still in good shape. Virginia, Maryland. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pleasant weather, ruling hot weather coming by late in the weekend, early next week. So hang on, folks. We're going to have ourselves a heat wave. A few clouds around this morning, a few this afternoon, 76, 80s by tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 51 in Warrenton, 48 in Rockville, 57 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Five things to watch for in the Comey hearings. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Morning. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Friday Eve. It's Thursday. Coming up on the show today at 6:35, we'll be joined by Lieutenant Tim Burns. He's a supervisor with the Montgomery County Emergency Medical Services. We're going to talk to him about a big problem in Maryland with a rise in drug overdoses. At 7:05, Richard Osio, associate professor of sociology at John Jay College of Criminal Justice. He also is the author of a book called Masters of Craft, Old Jobs in the New Economy. Very trendy to have an old-timey job. And at 8:05, Ron Hosko, president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, to give us a preview of Comey's testimony today. I'm Mary Walter, and I'm here with Vince Colanese.
Good morning, Mary. Jeff Sessions is the Attorney General of the United States. A lot of people know that. And President Trump, apparently, according to a variety of reports, here's one from CNN, says that has been considering whether or not he wants to keep Jeff Sessions around anymore. And that's kind of a weird thing to hear, especially because Jeff Sessions, for the longest time, has been the ideological soul of the Trump administration. To the extent that President Trump has hewed to any line ideologically, a lot of it has come from a guy like Jeff Sessions, who has always been very strong on one issue specifically, immigration. If there's anybody who really channels the build-the-wall ethos of the Trump administration, it's Jeff Sessions, the former Alabama senator and now U.S. Attorney General. I want to know, would you be upset if Jeff Sessions left? If President Trump asked Jeff Sessions to leave, or if Jeff Sessions resigned, would you be upset with that? Attorney General Jeff Sessions stepping aside from the Trump administration. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. You know, Mary, I'm looking at this latest CNN report. Boxed in, Trump has felt no choice but to keep Sessions. And this revolves around this idea that Jeff Sessions recused himself in the Russia investigation. And that the president is, for whatever reason, angry at him about this, saying, like, he wishes that, you know, Sessions was involved. Because early on, Jeff Sessions, it came out that that Sessions had a meeting with Kislyak that he hadn't actually shared in congressional testimony. He didn't mention his meeting with the Russian ambassador. And he later had to amend his testimony to Congress in order to mention, oh, yeah, I did have this one meeting with the Russia ambassador to the United States. And that became a big to-do, and he said, and by the way, I'm just going to step aside. I'm going to recuse myself from any investigations that have to do with the 2016 election. And that obviously, that includes the Russia investigation, because we know, thanks to James Comey, that the FBI's investigation into Russian interference into the election also includes the parallel, but not necessarily equal, questions of whether or not Trump people were involved at all in the Russia story. So you've got basically Jeff Sessions, who might be on life support, according to press accounts. Now, has the press screwed things up? Definitely. This could be drama in search of drama. But there's a chance this is real. Let's point out to an area where it's percolating. Lindsey Graham was on, Senator Lindsey Graham was on Fox News last night. Here's what he wanted to address the president directly to tell him what he thought of Jeff Sessions recusing himself on the Russia question and what he thinks of the man personally. Here's that.
I think it was obvious to me from the get-go that Jeff Sessions could not preside over an investigation of the Trump campaign because he was a chief surrogate for President Trump. Jeff Sessions is one of the most decent, honorable men I've ever met. He's very loyal to the president. He loves the law. There is no way in hell that Jeff Sessions could preside over an investigation of a campaign that he was part of. That was never even a remote possibility. And if President Trump is listening tonight, Jeff Sessions had no alternative, Mr. President. As a lawyer, he had to get out of the way of this investigation because he was so close to your campaign. The American people would not tolerate somebody part of the campaign investigating the campaign. That was obvious to me.
So that's Lindsey Graham saying, President Trump, if you're listening tonight, as you often are, do not fire Jeff Sessions. He's a man of honor, and he did the right thing. Here's also another thing on Fox. An hour later, this is Tucker Carlson interviewing Corey Lewandowski and asking him directly about these rumors, and then Tucker saying, don't do it. Listen to this.
I mean, do you think the president understands that Sessions isn't just another guy who works for him, but maybe the one guy who really understands why he got elected and that he was key to the president's election, and that if he fires Jeff Sessions, a lot of his supporters will say, you know what, I'm out. I mean, does he see Sessions that way?
Look, Jeff was one of, as you know, the very first U.S. senators to endorse President Trump. Right. He was with us in Mobile, Alabama in August of 2015. Senator Sessions then, and now Attorney General Sessions, has been a steadfast supporter of this president and the agenda which he wants to move forward, which is immigration reform and tax cuts and repealing and replacing Obamacare. And what we know is that Jeff Sessions is an individual who has the utmost integrity and is going to do what is right. But as you know, every individual who is confirmed by the U.S. Senate serves at the will of the president. If the president decides to make a decision to change that, that's his prerogative.
That would be a grave mistake, and I hope that doesn't happen. That's my view.
Okay, so that's Tucker that's saying, look, this would be a mistake to fire Jeff Sessions. I mean, this is not just in press accounts, by the way, that this is being colored by. It's being colored by the Justice Department and the White House, and here's how. The Justice Department has declined comment on the question. And the White House and Sean Spicer is not giving answers on the president's confidence in Jeff Sessions. How could you not, from the podium of the White House, say you have confidence in your attorney general, right? So that's the fundamental question. And the question for you is, would you be upset if you saw Jeff Sessions go? Let's go now to Jeff in Herndon, who starts us off this morning. Jeff, welcome to Mornings on the Mall, sir.
Hi, well, thank you. Good morning to you. I just wanted to throw in that I think it would be a grave mistake, and I think it would, everything that your two, Tucker and was previously said by Senator Graham,
that's right.
Sessions is an anchor point to the conservative agenda, and he is somebody that I personally, anyway, gives me a lot of confidence in the fact that administration will be continuing to go in the right direction because of that kind of leadership that is present. And I, you know, it's a lot of wobbliness there. And I, you know, the recusing himself is only a smart strategy. It's the only answer. And the smart strategy for the long-term vindication of the Trump administration, which is going to happen. It's just, but unfortunately, they are going to take this for as long as they can. I would say, I would add that I was listening to Ms. Wheeler on OANN and her counterpart used the Watergate investigation, said it was it took 26 weeks, or sorry, 26 months before they started to get, you know, they got the impeachment. Well,
yeah,
Watergate started with an actual crime.
Totally.
So that's all I would add on that point.
Thank you, Jeff. No, and you're right. I think that to the extent that Trump is moored on any policy outside of trade, it's because of people like Jeff Sessions keeping him ideologically moored. That's my sense anyway. What do you think? 888-630-9625. Right now it's 6:15 and time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395, the crash that we did have coming southbound between the Pentagon and Burlington gone. So nothing left to check out for our northbound commuters heading into the morning rush hour. Volume, though, to the 14th Street Bridge with travel lanes all reported open. Now through town, in through Chevrolet, a little extra time here early on because of the crash. Now to the shoulder. In on 50 before you get to the split for New York and Kenilworth Avenue, that's over to the shoulder. Top side of the Maryland Beltway now slows as you merge off of I-95 pushing toward Silver Spring into Bethesda. Now trying to, they're moving the cameras around and trying to get a look at a crash that's reported on 355. If you're coming off the Beltway past Hooks Hill Road, southbound 355 right near Cedar Lane, crash reported in that area. Northbound, there was reported to have no problems on the northbound side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check out the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so getting increasingly hotter each day. It's partly cloudy today, high of 76. Tomorrow, it's going to be mostly sunny skies, a high of 82. Saturday, it gets highs into the upper 80s. Sunday, highs into the mid-90s. Tick, 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 tick. 57 degrees now in the nation's capital, 617.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova Primary Care offers same-day appointments at more than 20 offices all across Northern Virginia. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
All right, Attorney General Jeff Sessions appears to be safe for now, but some consideration of whether or not he'd be forced to step aside over concerns that the president's angry at him about his recusal in the Russia investigation. Also, you remember earlier this week, Mary Walter, that there was tweets the president put out upset with the Justice Department about watering down the travel ban, which, by the way, was authored by a guy named Stephen Miller, who is a Sessions loyalist.
Would I happen to like Jeff Sessions. I would not want to see the president fire Jeff Sessions. He has been endorsed by both sides, and I think that that's important, especially for President Trump, because they are so against him. So I happen to like him. However, what I find disturbing is when Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch sits here and says that he's being obstructed by when they want some freedom of information requests by Sessions, you know, by his department in getting some information. So that bothers me, and I wish that wasn't so, and I wish I would like to see him get control of the people in the department and get rid of the Obama loyalists.
Yes.
And start to move forward. That frustrates me. But I don't want to see President Trump get rid of Jeff Sessions at all. Other than I have a hard time pronouncing his name for some reason.
Let's check in with the phones. Mary in Fairfax, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What do you think? What do you think about Jeff Sessions and the president?
Well, I think Sessions supported Trump when other legislators wouldn't, and his integrity and his character is what convinced many people to support Trump. Trump knows it. Trump knows that he can trust him, and Trump has surrounded himself with Sessions people who would be so irritated if a man like Sessions were to be dropped for no particular, I don't know, because of some type of conflict. He'll get over being irritated that some political action he's made. He'll get over it. He needs Trump. I mean, he needs Sessions, and I think Sessions is too patriotic and I think he realizes that he's needed. He's not going to leave.
He was the first lawmaker I remember in Mobile, Alabama, putting the Make America Great Again hat on and standing alongside the President of the United States. And that came at a pivotal time for Trump. You're right, Mary. Let's go now. Someone else in Fairfax. This is Reese, who's joining us on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Reese. Welcome.
Morning. That was fine for the time when they were campaigning. This is a war now. They're in a war, and they're in a war with an enemy that is either going to cut their heads off or they cut the enemy's heads off. If Sessions doesn't go after and prosecute the three or four heads of this coup, they're going to have their heads handed to him. I don't think Sessions has it in him. I don't think he's that kind of a guy. He's got to get rid of him. He's got to move him somewhere where he's still visible. But they've got to get a nasty street fighter on the ground to go after the Democrats. This is a war.
Right. Reese, just for some clarity, you're saying go after people, the heads of the coup. Are you talking about people who are leaking against the Trump administration?
No, that's who they go after through. But they go after Rice. They go after Obama. They go after Schumer. They go after the heads of this Democratic Party.
Right.
They go right after him.
You want some more toughness out of Jeff Sessions, or else you should go.
It's not toughness. It's either you kill or be killed. That's the way it is now.
Sounds like a tough approach.
But if you don't understand that, then you're going to lose.
I agree with Reese. I think that reality winner should have been perp walked. There should have been a big display made of her being arrested, and we didn't do it. And I think Reese is right that there is, and we talk about it with the deep state and this attempted coup of this administration. And until those people, there is some justice meted out, and very visibly, it's going to continue to happen.
All right, Sarah, you're in Westminster, and next up this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning.
Good morning. I just really want to say that I really think that Sessions is an integral part of this whole team, and to take him out now might not be a wise thing. And, you know, if he's looking for people who is loyal, which I certainly think Sessions is, he's been loyal from the beginning, you know, and to the guy who was from, I think it was Fairfax, on that said about, you know, taking him out. That's probably not a bad idea, but how about surrounding him with some of them strong people and just leave Sessions in? Because I just don't think, I mean, he's got his base, and believe me, I'm one of his base, but I would not feel happy with taking out one of the main players.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Sarah. We'll keep taking your calls on this. I want to know, like, what do you think? Is Jeff Sessions going to stick around? And should he? Do you think he's an important integral part to the Trump administration? 888-630-9625. It's 622.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Listen to the Del Walmsley Show Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Well, as you know, 2 weeks ago, I was battling the flu, and I spent probably about 5 days in bed. But because my husband and I recently went mattress shopping, we got the world's most comfortable mattress from Mattress Warehouse. And that made all the difference, because being sick is miserable, and you're going to be stuck in bed. But if you're going to be stuck in bed, there's nothing worse than being stuck in bed on an awful mattress. You can't get comfortable. Well, because we have our new comfortable mattress from Mattress Warehouse, it actually made it easier for me. And the reason we have such a comfortable mattress is their incredible customer service and the bed match system at Mattress Warehouse. Bed match is a computerized system. It measures your weight distribution when you lie down on a mattress, and then it gives you 5 to 6 mattress suggestions tailored that are just for you. We saved hours with bed match. With the adjustable base, I was able to sleep in a comfortable position. I didn't have to be propped up on pillows. You know how it is when you're sick, you can't lie down all the way because you get stuffed up or you can't stop coughing. Well, the adjustable base made it easier for me to get a good night's sleep, and that is so important when you're sick. So if you're not sleeping on a mattress that is the perfect match for you, you need to get to Mattress Warehouse and find your perfect mattress with Bed Match. You can find the nearest Mattress Warehouse just by going to sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November. Gillespie's running for governor to cut
cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write The Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for governor.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Monday in Frederick or Tuesday in Reston. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
It's 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by Spot Hero. We're in great shape here, Maryland on 50 through Annapolis and Bowie. Inside the Beltway, actually getting a little bit better with just that crash activity on the shoulder. 50 before you get to the split for New York, Kenilworth Avenue. Unfortunately, the delays are back near 410. On the southbound side of the BW Parkway, as you push through Jessup and Laurel, good inside the Beltway, just starting to see those delays form as you exit onto DC 295 down toward Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, a little bit of volume for 395, but up ahead onto lower 14th Street or the freeway, either direction, lanes are reported open. Had a stalled car, Virginia 95, as you head through Stafford, north on 95 as you come up to Centerport Parkway. One lane was blocked, get a little bit of a break, and then slows again through Aquia. And finally, here is a way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Just a little overcast with clear sky through the morning and a few clouds and sunshine this afternoon. A nice pleasant 76. Near normal tomorrow with sunshine 82. 90s coming as soon as Saturday, but more likely by Sunday. I'm Murray Stajic, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, the nation's capital, 57 degrees, 626 on WMAL. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States. Should President Trump keep him in that office? Because there's some consideration of whether or not he wants to, and then he's been a little upset at him lately. Interesting, a lot of people saying that he should. Let's go to Phil, who's in Kentucky this morning, joining us on Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, guys. Listen, he just fired Comey, and the Democrats went nuts saying, calling obstruction of justice and trying to hide the investigation with the Russians and everything. Can you imagine if he got rid of Jeff Sessions right now? It would be red meat for the Democrats, and that'd be another talking point for the next 6 months.
Thank you, Phil. Yeah. And by the way, you know who that put in charge? Rod Rosenstein, who just appointed Robert Mueller to be in charge. So that does not look good. He should keep Sessions, probably. 627 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, founder and CEO of New Look Home Design. I have an amazing offer for you. Give us one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. People can't believe it when I tell them we install most roofs in a single day. I say that's just one of the many things to love about New Look. We've been improving homes for 14 years. We've served thousands of satisfied homeowners, and we've mastered a process that's fast, easy, and pleasant. Imagine finally getting your beautiful new roof and not breaking the bank to do it. Now you can. Choose the company you can trust and an experience you can recommend. Give New Look Home Design one day to install your new roof, and we'll give you 5 years to pay for it, interest-free. This offer is available to all credit-approved customers. I promise you'll love what we do for your home. Call New Look Home Design at 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. Or visit newlookhomedesign.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
There's a rise in drug overdoses in Maryland, and we want to look into some of the reasons why. So coming up next, we'll have Lieutenant Tim Burns. He's with the Montgomery County Emergency Medical Service to give us some clarity on that issue. For a lot of clarity in the news, stay tuned because it's 6:30. Here comes WMAL's news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Just hours away now from a Senate hearing that has captivated Washington as former FBI Director James Comey comes before the Intelligence Committee.
The highly anticipated testimony made even more so by the release of James Comey's opening statements by the Senate Intelligence Committee. It's a 7-page document that goes into detail about James Comey's 5 of 9 one-on-one interactions with President Trump. They're interactions that James Comey says he was compelled to write down, something he never did with President Obama.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. The White House, meanwhile, will be watching James Comey's testimony closely, but there's already been reaction to Comey's prepared remarks.
Mark Kasowitz, the president's longtime attorney, put out a statement last night, and it says, in part, the president is pleased that Mr. Comey has finally publicly confirmed his private reports that the president was not under investigation in any Russian probe. The president feels completely and totally vindicated. He's eager to continue to move forward.
Correspondent Joe Johns, and you can watch today's James Comey testimony live starting at 10 at WMAL.com. A large crowd turned out last night in Germantown for the funeral for one of the teenagers killed Monday night on the eve of their high school graduation. Family and friends of 17-year-old Shadi Najjar filled the Islamic Society of Germantown. Meanwhile, Montgomery County Police say they are still gathering clues to find those who shot and killed Najjar and 18-year-old Artem Zibarov. Guilty is the verdict from a federal court jury in Alexandria, which has convicted a Northern Virginia man of supporting terrorism. 27-year-old Muhammad Quais, a former Metro Access bus driver, claimed he didn't go to Syria to join ISIS, just to check things out for himself. But prosecutors say Quais voluntarily chose to join the ranks of a designated foreign terrorist organization. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,174, the Nasdaq at 62.97. Sports, no sweep for the Nationals as they lose to the Dodgers. Rookie Trey Mancini's 3-run homer in the 11th gives the O's another walk-off win over the Pirates. NBA Finals Golden State takes Game 3. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Leesburg on Tuesday, June 13th, Bethesda and Alexandria on Wednesday, June 14th, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC tune-up is only $79. Our repair work's guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free, putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
When Tyson Foods was indicted for human smuggling, who's the first guy they called? Ed Gillespie. The Washington Post reports Gillespie was paid $1.1 million to make excuses for trafficking illegal aliens and lobby for amnesty. Then Gillespie lied to cover it up. Corey Stewart's always been on our side. Stewart stood up to the left, the media, and establishment Republicans, cracked down on illegal aliens and sadistic gangs like MS-13, and won five times in a blue county. As governor, Stewart will ban sanctuary cities and support President Trump, not defend human smugglers.
This is Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad because Virginia Republicans need a strong conservative who will stand up and fight back. That's how I won five times the lead of blue county. That's how I'll beat the Democrats in November.
Tough, strong, unafraid. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight, the experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for governor.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270. Here we come southbound toward Urbana and Hyattstown. That's really our heaviest slowdown right now on the 270 stretch. Pockets of delays now as you head toward the lane divide. On the top side of the Beltway, 95 and around toward George Avenue, we've been incident-free so far this morning. Knock on wood, stays that way. In through Laurel, southbound side of the BW Parkway, below speed. Still good through Riverdale. Through Chevrolet, earlier crash on 50 inside the Beltway before you get to the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. That's been cleared out of the travel lanes. Route 4 up to the Beltway, good. Route 5, no problems to merge on through to the Beltway. Do have those delays out of Brandywine, though. Typical delays as you head past the 5301 split pushing north into Clinton. On Virginia 95, crews had been dealing with the stalled car out of Stafford as you approach Centerport Parkway. Once you get through there, a little bit of volume and a quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather on the way, most likely an all-out heat wave here with mid and upper 90s starting about Sunday into the early and middle part of next week. Enjoy today. A few clouds, 76. Tonight, a few clouds down to 58. Sunshine tomorrow, 82. Close to 90 Saturday, but the real hot stuff here by Sunday, Monday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Leesburg, 53 in Waldorf, 56 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL. Where Washington comes to talk. It is Thursday morning. Joining us at 7:05 is Richard Oseo. He is an associate professor of sociology at John Jay College of Criminal Justice, but he's also the author of Masters of Craft, Old Jobs in the New Urban Economy. Very, very hipster to have an old-timey job. At 8:05, Ron Hosko, president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, we'll get an update from him, a preview of Comey's testimony. We'll see what he has to say. I'm here with Mary Walter. Yeah, and you're Vince Colonnese. I almost just said I'm Vince Colonnese. Wow. I'm Mary Walter. He's Vince Colonnese.
You might want to be, but there's only one.
I do want to be you.
Thanks, Mary. Lieutenant Tim Burns, he's with the Montgomery County Emergency Medical Service. He's a supervisor. And Lieutenant, thank you for coming on with us this morning on Mornings on the Mall. We want to discuss sort of the rise in drug overdoses in Maryland. But first off, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
I'm looking at some data in front of me. You may have a more clear picture of this. But in 2016, there were upwards of 1,500 overdose deaths from heroin use and synthetic additives, apparently, in the state of Maryland. And, you know, Montgomery County had its fair share over the past few years. Between 2013 and 2015, it looks like 222 drug overdose deaths. What do you think is going on in Maryland and why the uptick?
Well, it's a difficult question as to exactly why. From our perspective, we're more of a
have a reactive approach to it. So
yes.
we deal with it after the overdose has already happened. And in a lot of cases, we don't even know for sure that it's actually been an overdose. We see a certain set of symptoms and we treat it as though it's an overdose almost empirically to see if this Narcan medication will have an effect on whether the patient, on the patient's symptoms and sort of revive them. But exactly why there's been an uptick in the number of overdoses, I'm not completely sure. I'm sure availability, I'm sure, normalization of deviance.
Yes.
It's more accepted to do these drugs. That would be my opinion.
Right. So you're focusing on the treatment side. And you're saying you have seen an explosion in the amount of calls you're getting on that, right?
Yeah. So we have seen what we look at really is the amount of times that we either classify a call as an overdose or administer the antidote for our narcotics. And we've seen a doubling of our frequency of administration of Narcan over the last 2 years. So in 2015, we gave it to about 385 individual patient encounters. And for 2017, if we keep going at the pace that we're going, we're expecting to see over 800. So
whoa.
A little over 200. A little over two times what we saw 2 years ago.
That's not a meaningless increase. That's a huge increase of.
Yes, that is.
So what? Real quickly, when you oftentimes people call in. They may be calling in too late in a given point. What are the early indicators that people should be looking for in an overdose situation, and why? And for picking up the phone for 911.
So the specifically to the narcotic overdoses, you'd see that the patient looks almost drowsy or sleepy. And what is particularly lethal about the narcotic overdose is that it causes you to stop breathing. So not only does the patient go unconscious, but eventually it suppresses the center in your brain that causes you to breathe. And that's what ultimately kills the person. So if you notice that that somebody is particularly drowsy or unconscious, and then either breathing very slowly, or a lot of times you'll see snoring associated with breathing or not breathing at all. Those are big indicators of a narcotic overdose.
So I want to ask a question about Narcan. Could this spread and easy availability of Narcan be leading to some of these overdoses? Because the mindset now is, well, it's okay because if I overdose, they'll just give me Narcan and they can reverse it. So it's almost like it's not that bad of a big of a deal anymore, the risk of overdosing, because of the availability of a treatment, an antidote.
Yeah, it's sort of difficult to know exactly what goes into the logic and thinking of somebody who's addicted to drugs. I'm sure that there are people out there who think that way. The thing to remember about Narcan is that it requires it to be on hand and administered in a very small window of time. So if you overdose and you're relying on somebody to either call 911 and get there, if you stop breathing, you take so many narcotics that you stop breathing, and you're relying on somebody to dial 911 and for us to get there, and then a lot of times people in this situation aren't very forthcoming with the information, so then we've got to put together all the clues and then realize what's going on and administer you this drug. Yes, it works, and we save a lot of lives with it, but I don't know if I would hang my hat of survivability on all of those pieces falling into line exactly when they need to.
Well, we just did a story, I want to say, last week about Philadelphia. They're stocking it in libraries, and librarians
right.
are being trained on how to administer it.
Yeah, it's the nice thing about Narcan is that it's effective and it has a very low risk profile associated with it. If you're not having a narcotic overdose, there's essentially no harm in giving it. However, you're right. We are putting it everywhere, and there is a pretty big cost. Not only have our administrations doubled, but the cost of the drug has doubled over the last few years as well. So we were looking at about $15 a dose a couple of years ago, and now it's up to $30.
Wow. A dose.
Yeah. Lieutenant Tim Burns, thanks very much for being out there, for saving lives, and for taking out some time to talk to us.
Thank
this
you.
Thank you.
6:43 on WMAL.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your one seven-figure decision, and I'll give you my Fortunes and Flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free meal, an e-writer tablet, and a USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug, and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting, or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at wilsonrealtygroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Good morning, Virginia. 66, pushing very slow through Manassas. Had the crash quickly over to the shoulder at the second exit, Manassas Business 234. Beyond that, Centerville Fair Oaks below speed. We're in good shape now through Falls Church and over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, so quiet inside the Beltway. For 395, as you come off the Beltway through Landmark, slowing and pace improves beyond that, getting through Burlington. Now to the Beltway. Across the Wilson Bridge, we go out of Maryland before St. Barnabas Road with the delays out of Virginia. That's great between Springfield and the Beltway. Top side of the Beltway through Silver Spring slowing. Just a brief delay, outer loop in New Carrollton. And hang on here as we head into Montgomery County. Accident on 124, southbound 124. The crash is going to be south of Brink Road at Warfield Road. And I'm looking at delays in each direction. So be prepared in that intersection for the direction through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most likely looking at some summertime heat here late in the weekend, early next week. Probably some sort of heat advisory out. 76 today with a few clouds. Tonight, upper 50s. And once again, just a few clouds. Good-looking Friday, sunny 82. Upper 80s near 90 Saturday. Probably mid to upper 90s Sunday, Monday, and maybe longer. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now at Reagan National, 57 degrees. It's 6:47.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Let's go to the Middle East. President Trump was making a lot of phone calls yesterday. And I can, excuse me now for messing up some of these names, but I'm going to try my darndest.
I'm going to love this.
This is going to be good. Yeah. So he spoke on the phone with Qatar's ruling emir, Sheikh Amim bin Hamad Al Thani. Woohoo, she nails it.
I think it's Tahani, but I don't even know. I have no idea. I'm just going to go with whatever. Thani,
whatever. Yeah. Okay, so but the point is you know, there's a big problem with Qatar. Qatar's neighbors are blockading Qatar.
That's right.
They've cut off ties with Qatar. Qatar gets 40% of its food resources from Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia's cut them off, and they've branded Qatar as a state sponsor of terror. And so they're cutting all ties with Qatar.
By the way, President Trump taking credit for that, saying that his meeting in Saudi Arabia led to this, tweeting that out the other day.
And whether it did or didn't, he's seizing the opportunity and taking credit right away. So he made a phone call to their ruling emir, and he's trying to solve this problem because this is what President Trump does. President Trump is a negotiator. This is what he does, and this is one of the reasons we elected him, because he can make good deals. He's a deal maker. And I think something that he would love to do is try to get peace in the Middle East and take credit for that.
For sure. It's
huge, I think, right?
He's called it like one of the big deals. The greatest deal that could be done. Yeah.
So he was also on the phone, and now they're very eager for President Trump to resolve this. U.S. Ambassador Mashal bin Hamad al-Tahani, told the AP that they are counting on Washington to persuade Saudi Arabia and the other neighboring countries to back down, which I don't think President Trump's going to get them to back down. I don't think that's necessarily the end game. But he also called the Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of the United Arab Emirates, Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, who is the Crown Prince. And on the call, he reiterated the importance of maintaining a United Gulf Cooperation Council to promote regional stability, but also brought up, you know, look, not at the expense of funding terrorism. So President Trump is now floating this idea of a dinner. He's going to throw a dinner party at the White House, and he's going to invite the heads of these countries to come and sit down and try to broker some kind of agreement and mediate this little spat that is going on in the Middle East. Because, listen, Qatar getting 40% of their food source being cut off is huge for them. But being a state sponsor of terror is huge for your neighbors. That's a big deal. But I just have this mental picture, and I know it's so wrong. It just seems so Jackie O of me to try to resolve something over a dinner party. And I just have this mental picture of like a Jello Ambrosia salad.
Yes.
I don't know. Just like this total Jackie O.
I'll tell you what. Some of Trump's best diplomacy has happened over chocolate cake. It's 6:51.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached. My feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store. And I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with the CNBC News Desk.
Hey, good morning.
Stock futures are higher this morning. You may be noticing lower gas prices at the pump. Gas is an average of 2 cents lower this week from last week. Could be going even lower. Crude oil had a big drop yesterday on a surprise in supply. The U.S. has large stockpiles. Could mean reasonable prices for you for the summer driving season. Investors will be watching the Comey testimony today as the fired former FBI director appears before the Senate Intelligence Committee. Some traders plan to hit Wall Street restaurants, which are hosting viewing parties today. The market may react if there's a feeling that President Trump's corporate tax cuts may be further delayed. Investors also keeping their eye on the UK election, which is happening right now. Verizon's deal to buy Yahoo should be approved at today's Yahoo shareholder meeting. Verizon is likely then to combine Yahoo with its AOL and fire 1,000 people. No Powerball winner. Saturday night's jackpot, $435 million. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at 6:30 a.m. WMAL.
So Father's Day celebrations are right around the corner, right? But how's your house looking? Are your carpets clean, or do you feel embarrassment when people see all the dirt, mud, and traffic marks, or smell bad odors? Larry O'Connor here, and I have the easy solution. Just call Zero Res. Zero Res, they're the company I use to have my carpets and couches deep cleaned, left looking brand new, and smelling fresh again. Zero Res is the best. I can't recommend them enough. Zero Res brings all their own equipment, including their empowered water system, and it's a clean that dries in just a few hours. Zero Res is locally owned and operated by Lindsay and Louis Padilla. They're great. I know them, and I promise you they care about customer delight. They've just given me a special offer for WMAO listeners, a carpet cleaning for just $54 per room. Plus, for a limited time, get 50% off any upholstery cleaning. Minimums apply. Don't wait. Book now. Call 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221. One more time. 703-382-1221 or online at zeroresdc.com. Spell it forwards or backwards. It's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Montgomery County with the accident southbound on 124 south of Brink Road at Warfield Road. And I'm seeing delays each direction through that intersection, so be very careful. Again, that's 124 south of Brink Road for the activity. Top side of the Beltway, it's just been about the volume. No incidents reported leaving College Park and around toward Silver Spring in on 50. Oh, it's been a good morning through Annapolis and Bowie. It's inside the Beltway through Chevrolet. It's been very slow near 410. Now it's a continuous delay to the split from New York Kenilworth Avenue. Had the earlier crash in Chevrolet on 50. That has been cleared. 66 eastbound in Manassas. A lot of walking around here on shoulder. A lot of activity, but travel lanes are open, but be very cautious. I would take it easy here, passing business 234. Several cars again on that left shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hot weather on the way, most likely an all-out heat wave here with mid and upper 90s starting about Sunday into the early and middle part of next week. Enjoy today. A few clouds, 76. Tonight, a few clouds down to 58. Sunshine tomorrow, 82. Close to 90 Saturday, but the real hot stuff here by Sunday, Monday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Oh, 57 degrees right now in the nation's capital, 656.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You know those little vending machines when you go to a grocery store or a convenience store? They have those vending machines, and the kids always, give me a quarter. The kids always, it used to be a penny. Now it's a quarter. I want a quarter.
To get a couple Mike and Ikes out or something, or like some M&Ms?
Exactly. Well, in California, a 25-cent toy vending machine had a little problem. A little boy, his mom gave him 25 cents. He put the 25 cents in, and out of it, he got a putty ball. Little putty ball. You know, like a silly putty type
Sounds
thing.
Good. With, yeah.
You know. And so he's playing with it, and it ruptures, and this white powdery substance comes out of the toy that
Sounds
he got out
good.
Of the toy vending machine. So mom called the police, rightly so. So the police come, and they take this, and they test it, and it tests positive for nose candy. So detectives said, where did you get this? And she told them, and they take the machine, and they seized a total of 4.8 ounces of cocaine.
Whoa. Well, I got to be honest, if you've ever walked into like an oil change place and you've seen those things like sitting on the side, and you look at them and you're like, I don't think I want a piece of gum out of that. They It's just like, you know, where the gumballs have been sitting there so long, they're like chipped. Like, you're looking at them, they're not even complete gumballs anymore. They're just kind of sitting there in, like, half a state. And you're like, I'm pretty sure there is cocaine in there.
Now, I go with the opposite in those type places. Like, when I'm waiting for the car to be done, I would think that people are so bored that they're like, you know what? I'm just going to go get some Mike and Ike's. And they put the quarter in and they just sit. So I would think that has good turnover.
Whatever happened to just putting, like, rebellious temporary 8-ball tattoos inside of these things? Now you've got, like, actual 8-balls coming out of these.
Well, yeah, exactly. Police said a phone number on the machine returns to a company calling itself Snack Time Vending, and investigators are asking any businesses using the company's machines to remove them from public access and contact the police. Alfredo Sanchez, who is the spokesman for the place where this vending machine was, the Taquiera Los Altos actually has a spokesman, which is interesting. It's a restaurant. It is not affiliated with the vending machine company. He says, we contracted with this company for the past couple of years, but no way are we affiliated with this company. We only lease the location to the company, and I can't get over the fact that the Taquiera Los Altos has a spokesman.
Well, with any luck, her young son had no idea what to do with the cocaine.
Well, you know, listen, we laugh about it and we're making jokes, but if that kid had gotten it on his hands and put it in his mouth or something, that's a big problem. You know, it's a kid.
Yes.
Big problem.
There are a lot of big problems out there, Mary. We're trying to solve each and every one of them. Coming up on WMAL.
We're going to be joined by Richard Osio, who is, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, he is the author of a book, Masters of Craft, Old Jobs in the New Urban Economy. Hipsters are at it again.
And remember that body slam in the middle of the country? Some reporter got crushed by a guy running for Congress? Well, that guy running for Congress has new statements on the issue, and we'll tell